The Skycatcher spigot is now open. DOD warns GPS may be unreliable. And reports of laser attacks on aircraft have doubled in a year. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, January 21st, 2011. The U.S. Sport Aviation Expo opened at Sebring, Florida yesterday. Among the opening day announcements was one from Cessna, which says its Skycatcher LSA is now arriving from China in quantities which will allow it to deliver 150 of the planes to customers this year. Cessna CEO Jack Pelton commented, quote, "Most importantly, the quality of the aircraft continues to be excellent. Feedback from our customers, individuals, and flight schools alike has affirmed the need for a light sport aircraft with the Cessna brand. It's encouraging to see the Skycatcher enter service in such a positive way," unquote. Skycatcher prices start at about $112,000. The machine is fabricated by Shenyang Aircraft Corporation, then shipped to the USA for reassembly before delivery. It costs money to reposition a bunch of aircraft to display them at an industry show. Five light sport aircraft manufacturers and distributors are leveraging their investment in displaying at Sebring to stage a flying roadshow throughout Florida once the event ends. Bill Canino of Sport Air USA, one of those participants, explains, quote, "We wanted to create an intimate atmosphere for purchasers to see planes without the noise of a show," unquote. Jim Julius of Sport Planes Florida adds, quote, "Buyers like to get up close and personal with the planes and the people behind the planes," unquote. To find a list of stops on the tour and who will be there, see the text version of this story, dated January 20th at aero-news.net. The U.S. Department of Defense has put aviation on notice that from now till February 22nd, GPS may be unreliable or even unavailable over the southeastern United States. The areas impacted will vary with altitude, but pilots can expect the issue over parts of Virginia, North and South Carolina, Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia, and Florida. Pilots are warned that related NOTAMs may change with little or no notice, so check frequently for possible changes prior to operations in the area. NOTAMs will be published at least 24 hours in advance of any GPS tests. Get the map and get more details in the text version of this story, dated January 20th at aero-news.net. The FAA released statistics on Wednesday that show that in 2010, reports of lasers pointed at aircraft across the U.S. almost doubled from the previous year to 2,836. That's up from just 300 reports in 2005, when the government started keeping track. Los Angeles International Airport recorded the highest number of laser events in the country for an individual airport in 2010, with 102, and the greater Los Angeles area tallied 201. Chicago O'Hare was second at 98, and Phoenix Sky Harbor and Mineta San Jose International tied for third with 80 reports each. FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt commented, quote, "We continue to ask pilots to immediately report laser events to air traffic controllers so we can contact local law enforcement officials," unquote. Up next on ANN, Boeing gets a big order from China. American orders two new 777s. And ATA says airline passenger revenue rose 9% in December. You're listening to Aero News.
Piperjet.
Pipermatch.
Global expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/piperaircraft.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for January 21st. I'm Paul Plack. In the wake of some big order announcements from Airbus, Boeing has announced a blockbuster of its own. The company confirms the Chinese government has given final approval to the purchase of 200 Boeing 737 and 777 airliners worth a total of $19 billion. The planes will be delivered between now and 2013. Boeing says the order will help it maintain and expand its market share in the world's fastest-growing market, and that the business positively impacts more than 100,000 jobs at Boeing and its suppliers in the U.S. CEO Jim Albaugh adds, quote, "With the outstanding support provided by the United States government, this deal is a win-win for the Boeing-China partnership, which is approaching its 40th anniversary," unquote. Over the next 20 years, Boeing projects that China will need 4,330 new airplanes, worth more than $480 billion, and will be Boeing's largest commercial airplane customer. Boeing and American Airlines confirmed on Wednesday that American has exercised options for two 777-300 extended-range models. AMR Corporation President Tom Horton explained, quote, "We value the combination of size, range, and performance of the 777-300ER, as well as the extensive customer amenities it offers. The seating capability of the aircraft will give us growth flexibility in slot-constrained airports and provide us with greater ability to serve new long-haul markets," unquote. ATA, the Air Transport Association of America, says passenger revenue rose 9% in December of 2010 compared to the same month in 2009. Marking the 12th consecutive month of revenue growth. Miles flown by paying passengers rose 3%, while the average price to fly 1 mile rose 6%. Passenger revenue improved 6% domestically and 16% in international markets, led by a 32% jump in spending on trans-Pacific and intra-Asia travel. The South Carolina National Guard is set to begin construction on a $26 million, 111,000-square-foot aviation support facility for its helicopters. The project is located on the west end of the existing South Carolina Technology and Aviation Center in Greenville and features two helicopter hangars and a central support area to facilitate flight operations. The 30-acre site will house three South Carolina Army National Guard units with 70 full-time personnel and 145 part-time soldiers. Construction will begin this month and is scheduled to be completed in about 2 years. Still ahead, First Aviation Services is cleared direct to Reagan National. Major fatigue testing begins for the A400M. And AAI is split into three entities. You're listening to Aero News.
Now, another moment of freedom from Sirius Aircraft. Freedom through safety. Perhaps the ultimate freedom is confidence, assurance, and peace of mind. We design it into every personal aircraft we build. It's the security that comes with knowing you're flying the plane with a parachute. The breakthrough concept that launched the Cirrus phenomenon.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Friday, January 21st. I'm Paul Plack. TSA has granted approval for direct flights to Washington Reagan National Airport, departing a secure ramp maintained at Teterboro, New Jersey, by First Aviation Services. DASSP, that's TSA's abbreviation for its DCA Access Standard Security Program, has opened Washington's convenient downtown airport to 48 flights per day from designated secure gateway airports. First Aviation Services says it took a year of work to get TSA approval, but aside from the advantages it can now offer transient operators, the access is a major plus for first tenants, who previously had to reposition their aircraft and incur ramp charges elsewhere. EADS reports major fatigue testing of the Airbus military A400M has begun on schedule in Dresden. The test airframe will be subjected to punishing loads 24 hours a day for an initial 4 weeks, eventually simulating 160 flights per day. The first 1,665 simulated flights are required for EASA type certification, but over the next 18 months, a total of 25,000 simulated flights will be performed, equating to 2.5 times the A400M's design life. Pratt & Whitney has closed on an agreement with Gas Turbine Efficiency to purchase the assets of the company's aviation business, which provides patented technology for Pratt & Whitney's EcoPower engine wash service. Pratt & Whitney had exclusive rights to use the technology to wash aircraft engines since it launched its EcoPower engine wash service in 2004. With this agreement, Pratt & Whitney will own the intellectual property as well as other assets. Pratt & Whitney says the EcoPower engine wash reduces fuel burn by as much as 1.2%, while also decreasing engine gas temperature to increase the amount of time an engine can stay on wing. And finally today, AAI started in 1950 as Aircraft Armaments Incorporated. It hasn't been known by its old full name for many years because its mission has changed significantly. Now, Textron, which acquired AAI in 2007, is splitting it into three separate operating units: AAI Unmanned Aircraft Systems, AAI Test and Training, and AAI Logistics and Technical Services. Textron Systems CEO Fred Strader explains, quote, "These changes will enable each business to better support our customers' current and future needs, while also making our company more efficient," unquote. AAI's current Senior VP and General Manager, Ellen Lord, will now lead Textron Defense Systems, also an operating unit of Textron Systems, where she'll take over from Mark Catazone, who remains with the company. The three separate AAI companies will continue to operate out of Hunt Valley, Maryland. Hopefully, the Hunt Valley Post Office has some mail sorters who aren't easily confused. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, Fred Lewis, president of the National Training and Simulation Association, gives us a glimpse into the future of simulation, including applications outside the aerospace sector. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.